And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. I'd like to remind you that you can find out more information about this podcast on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. Our last portrait was of Norris Turney, a player from the last years of the Ellington Orchestra. This episode concerns one of the earliest Ellingtonians, trumpeter Arthur Wetzel. His name is commonly misspelled with O-L at the ending, but it really ends in E-L. Arthur Wetzel was born in Florida on the 22nd of February in 1905. He spent some of his early years in Los Angeles, and then in his teen years, the family moved to Washington, D.C. It's here where he met Duke Ellington and eventually became a member of his group, the Washingtonians. That was in 1923. He was only in the band a short time, leaving that same year, but he returned in 1928. Ellington said of Arthur Wetzel that, as a trumpet player, he had a tonal personality that has never really been duplicated. Sweet, but not syrupy, nor schmaltzy, nor surrealistic. It had a superiority of extrasensory dimensions. Both as a soloist and from the point of view of teamwork, he was a fine musician. So now let's get into music. We'll play a few of his featured selections in chronological order. The first one I want to do is called Black Beauty. This is from March 26 of 1928. Now, most of the solos we'll hear from Wetzel are on muted trumpet, usually with a cup mute. On Black Beauty, besides Wetzel, we hear Duke Ellington on piano, Barney Bigard on clarinet, and Wellman Brough on bass. Thank you. Throughout his career, Ellington evoked moods in his pieces. This Ellington composition is called Awful Sad, and you can see why it was called that. Besides the muted Arthur Wetzel, you'll hear Barney Bigard on clarinet, Harry Carney on alto saxophone instead of his usual baritone saxophone, and you'll also hear Barney Bigard on tenor saxophone. Again, that's fairly unusual. He didn't like that instrument. He preferred the clarinet. Then at the very end, Wetzel returns, this time with an open trumpet. The Mooch was a composition that Ellington would play pretty much for the rest of his life. This is a 1928 recording, and it features Arthur Wetzel on the growl trumpet. The spot usually went to Bubba Miley, but here he was absent. It was just a few months before he was fired and replaced by Cootie Williams. The other soloist is Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, and also note Sonny Greer's temple blocks. They're very prominent here. Thank you. Now we move into 1929. This is from March 7th of that year, and it's called The Dicty Glide. Ellington does a piano intro, Wetzel does the melody statement, and note the strong driving bass by Woman Bro throughout. Then there's a Johnny Hodges alto saxophone solo, followed by an unaccompanied Ellington piano interlude, then an open trombone solo by Joe Nanton, and then you'll hear Johnny Hodges and Barney Bigard duet throughout the end of the piece. Thank you. Stevedore Stomp was recorded at the same session on March 7, 1929, that the band recorded Dick DeGlide. Wetzel's muted trumpet solo here is an example of how to play hot and cool at the same time. Harry Carney's featured on baritone saxophone, and Joe Nanton plays an open trombone solo here, something that would become increasingly rare as time went on. He specialized on the plunger, and there's also contributions from Barney Bigard on clarinet and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. Misty Mornin' is another one of Ellington's mood pieces, and this one is actually credited jointly to Ellington and Arthur Wetzel. It's from May of 1929, and besides Wetzel, the soloists are Duke Ellington and Barney Bigard, again on tenor saxophone. Thank you. We move towards the end of 1930, October 14th to be exact, with Rocky Mountain Blues. Featured here are Barney Bigard, this time back on his customary clarinet, Arthur Wetzel on muted trumpet again, Joseph Tricky Sam Nanton on muted trombone, and Duke Ellington, of course, on piano. As our final piece from Arthur Wetzel, we're going to play Mood Indigo. In its early recording, it was recorded with a small group out of the band, consisting of trumpet, trombone, clarinet, and the rhythm section of piano, bass, banjo, and drums. The interesting thing about that instrumentation is that it's the same as the typical traditional jazz band or Dixieland jazz band, but the results Ellington gets out of that combination is anything but that. Thank you. There aren't too many significant examples of Wetzel's soloing after the early 30s. Freddie Jenkins and Cootie Williams got most of the trumpet solo slots at that time, and then later Rex Stewart also took up a lot of the trumpet slots. Arthur Wetzel began to behave erratically in 1938, and he actually had a breakdown at Rutgers University during a gig. Eventually, he was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor, and he died on May 1, 1940, only 35 years old. He was buried in Woodlawn Cemetery, which is in the Bronx in New York. That's where you can also find the graves of Duke Ellington, Cootie Williams, Sonny Greer, and a few other Ellingtonians. With that, we want to thank you for listening. Remind you again that you can find information at our website at ellingtonreflections.com and also social media at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to thank you for listening. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.